thank you to all the panelists for very interesting contributions. First of all, let me thank you for giving me the opportunity to address this roundtable on behalf of the Council of Europe, Congress of Local and Regional Authorities. It is an honor to speak on this topic, namely the role of cities in the implementation of SDGs. It is a pressing issue as the United Nations will mark the midpoint of the implementation of Agenda 2030 this year. During its 44th session last week, the Congress held an incredibly rich debate on this topic of localization of SDGs and the role of local and regional authorities in the implementation of the SDGs. As a result of this debate, the Congress adopted a recommendation which will directly feed into the contribution to the SDGs summit in New York. As one of the rapporteurs on the SDGs, I feel very inspired by our debate last week and also to share this experience with you. The Congress members, we stressed very strongly that the citizens must remain at the very heart of the implementation of the UN 2030 agenda. Local authorities, such as councillors, mayors, and other representatives of towns and local communities, engage directly with citizens' challenges and aspirations and as such are on the front line of issues driven by recent crises like the war in Ukraine, COVID-19, the migrant crisis, natural disasters, and inflation. So naturally then, these representatives must be included in regional and national discussions. This involvement is key to building resilient governance systems, which in turn lead to inclusive and peaceful societies. With this in mind, it is imperative to ensure that citizens are co-owners of the decision on integrated territorial planning and the use of resources in their own communities as well as on the national level. We all know 2/3 of the 169 SDG targets can only be achieved through local and regional actions. Localizing the SDGs is therefore a crucial factor for the success of Agenda 2030. Today, municipalities and regions across the 46 Council of Europe member states actively contribute to shaping of strategies, take part in coordination mechanisms, and deliver on implementation. Many also play a role in reporting on the progress achieved. In fact, in order to be fully fledged actors and partners in implementing Agenda 2030, local governments must be involved in voluntary national reviews, along with all levels of government responsible for putting into practice national policies and measures. Significant innovation and advancement in SDG implementation occur at the local level all the time. In order for these contributions to be appreciated and shared at a national level, national governments need to integrate the findings by local and regional authorities in their national action plans and strategies through a bottom-up approach. Voluntary local reviews can complement and contribute to the national VNRs of SDG implementation. Only between 2020 and 2021, the total number of VLRs available worldwide has more than tripled, with the most progress occurring in Europe, which holds a long tradition of local self-governance. Evidence from the United Cities and local governments shows that VLRs and localization of SDGs lead to a better vision of localization processes, more attention from national governments, and sometimes even better coordination with the involvement of local governments, associations in national mechanisms. VLRs, which inherently reflect the on-the-ground realities, can prove to be a useful tool in monitoring progress of the 2030 agenda by showing what works in local communities, communicating progress toward target indicators, and allowing mayors and other local leaders to develop public policy. In my country, Norway, KS, the Norwegian Association of Local and Regional Authorities, has developed a voluntary subnational review which highlighted how Norway's 356 municipalities and 11 regional authorities have localized SDGs and what progress they have made on Agenda 2030. The association's review team carried out a survey on localization and has measured progress using publicly available data in indicators that were established through a taxonomy developed by the association. 6 VLRs were included, providing examples on how municipalities and regional authorities work together to make a sustainable future reality. Findings from these VLRs were included in Norway's 2021 VNR. I think we all agree The Congress also highlighted in its recommendation that it is imperative to give a political voice to local authorities to raise awareness about the SDGs, enabling their participation in relevant international forums, such as the upcoming SDG summits. Cities can and must lead the transformation on the implementation of SDGs. In order to achieve the goals of the Agenda 2030, the international community and international organizations must amplify local voices, make local initiatives for the SDGs visible in different international forums, and strongly advocate for the empowerment of local authorities. Empowered by local skills, resources, and voices, local authorities are the key to building a sustainable future in Europe and in the world. Thank you so much.